Okay. Kum lena black gemara. We're up to the tzaddik here at the top of the page. So the Mishnah said that if blood of the chattas fell dripped onto a garment, you have to launder that garment, and if you took it outside the base of Migdash, you still have mitzvah to bring it back in and finish the job. What happens if it became tummy outside the base of Migdash? So then you rip it, so it no longer is considered a garment, and then you bring it back in, you finish the job. Same thing with a vessel, a clay vessel, you have to break it. If there's a karmel chattas cooked in there, you have to break it, and if there's any... And if you took it outside, you got to bring it back in and break it. And if it became tummy, so you will soon see puncture a hole or something outside. It's no longer a vessel, so the tumor disappears, and then you bring it back in and you break it. And same thing with a copper kiln, you have to kasher. Took it outside, you bring it back in, it became tummy. You make a little hole, and then you flatten it out, so you cover the hole, and then you kasher. Says the Gemara, an earthen keli that went outside. Kli amarachmana v'lekelu. And what's the question? I understand. If you destroy the keli, so it's no longer a vessel. When 95a in top of the page. If you destroy the keli, it's no longer a vessel. If it's no longer a vessel, then the Torah said you should break the vessel. How are you yaitze? Shenikiv b'shaydish katan. You broke it with a very small hole. So therefore, it's still a vessel as far as the base of Midrash is concerned, but it's no longer a vessel as far as tumah is concerned. Clean the chayshes, copper keli, poichsa, and then you took it outside, became tummy, you bring it back in, and you make an opening. Clean the chayshes, poichsa, evolav keli, again. If there's a puncture there, if you make a hole in there, it's no longer a keli. So, true, the truma disappeared, but the Tater's mitzvah was to kasher, to do merika v'shtifa in a keli, it's no longer a keli. So we answer the Ratziv Matziv, after you make the holes, the truma disappeared, you flatten out the side, so it covers over the hole. Amr Shlashogi says, we have a sort of a conundrum here, talking about the garments of a Kayin, or Kayin Godel, have blood on it, you have to wash it. If it went outside the base of Migdash, you bring it back in. If it became Tameh, you rip it, and then you bring it back in. And we asked the Chayit, it's not a beg anymore, we said you leave a small section. What about a Mi'il? We said before, you leave the size of a handkerchief. What about a meal, the coach, the tunic, shenitma, if it became tummy? The problem is, you cannot bring it, became tummy. The only way to bring it back in is by ripping it, but by meal, it says in the Ferish Apostle, lo yikare, you're not allowed to rip it. So what do you do? So machnitza, you bring it in, poch is less than sholosh al sholosh. Sholosh al sholosh is by numbers, but by numbers, it's feminine. But everywhere else, a hay makes it feminine, and that hay is masculine. But by numbers, it's the other way around. So we have two different sizes. We have fists or fingers. So if it says sholosh al sholosh, it's 3x3, which is feminine, so it's etzba'os, fingers. If it would have been shloisha al shloisha, which is really masculine, then it would be tfachim. It would be a much bigger thing.
Isn't it strange that you have to look at the plural to figure out the...
Yeah. But the Bach changes the Shleisha Shleisha. But we do Shalosh Shalosh. Anyway, so you, as long as you retain a small piece of garment that is 3 fingers by 3 fingers, it's considered a beged. Sorry, remember we learned before, you don't have to wash the whole thing. So you only bring in, what you do is, if you can't rip it, so what you do is you put inside the base of Migdash a little section of the garment, less than 3 fingers, 3 fingers, and you wash out the blood, and then you put in the next section that do the same thing, and so on. And you work your way around the baguette.
The blood was spattered.
That's right, exactly. So only with the blood is spattered, exactly. U'mechapsai, and then you wash it. Shum shenemar, it says, lo yikrei, you're not allowed to rip it. Mosiv rab adabarab, rabadabarab, a question, but it says clearly, ha'ovin v'arakim, very thick material, very thin materials, ain't behem shalosh, 3 fingers, 3 fingers is nothing worth. It's very thick. What can you do with 3 fingers? It's very thin. Again, it's very, nothing you can do. And since the me'il was very thick, it was made out of a lot of threads, each thread was spun by 12 threads, so therefore, 3 fingers are enough. When I answer, but agav chavir shiva, they have been independent on their own, you're right, it's not chashiv. But now that it's part of a bigger beged, 3 fingers by 3 fingers makes it chashiv. But by yeshiva, it's another question, a general question, all of these cases. When you launder the blood, how do you think launder blood? Not just with blood, not just with water, but by yeshiva samanim, that's 7 different, we'll learn in Masechta how it's done, but you have 7 different stages that you have to put through cleansers to clean it out. Look at Rashi, what they are. Rashi, v'aboyi, about five lines at the bottom, v'aboyi. Dam chatas, the blood of a chatas requires shiva samonim, the seven dyes of spices, herbs, hashnim, zechnida. Linik samim, regarding blood by a woman, by a samim, which has a stain, reik tofa. First you have the saliva. And then you have metaglaim urine. Then you have neser, buri, these different kinds of soaps. The oil, that's what it's called, holy oil, whatever, that other kind of thing. In communium, it's not like cumin. And the ashlag, the hechemailin, the problem is, one of the seven is you have to use urine. And you're not allowed to use urine based on Migdash. Allah im machris and reglaim Migdash, we're not covered. We learned to be saying davening every day. So how do they clean it? The hechemailin, the glaim, the zodam, I'm asking the Mishnah, back to the Gemara. I'm lacha rababu, dam chatas, the blood of chatas, the man, the goyim, and leprosy, tzicha, shiva, some money, and remove the blood. You need to use all of these different seven spices or herbs. The time you learned, Allah im machris and reglaim. Don't bring it into the base of Migdash. V'chitema, I can answer me. The mivluhum. That it gets absorbed. Bahadish shiva samonim. Umavelo kulucha. In other words, we take all the seven dyes and we mix them together. And therefore, the metaglaim disappears. You don't notice it. When is it forbidden to have urine only if it's on its own? But if it's part of a blend, a mixture, it's all right. Can be. But now we learned that they're not effective if they're all together. We learned, heavy don't you like your season if you change the order of the seven herbs we just learned. You use all seven at the same time. It's ineffective. So the urine has to be on its own. How can you use it? If you don't use it, it's useless. Okay, you don't mix it all seven. Maybe mixing seven together renders them ineffective, but if you only mix it one with the urine, it's still on its own. But tonight we learn clearly that you have to use each one separately and three times, not just once, but three times. Ella. The saliva, it mixes with each one. Each one of these seven, you have to also mix them with saliva. And because you mix in the saliva, the urine is not on its own. And when is it also to bring in urine? Only if it's on its own. So therefore, it's not a problem. Up to the Mishnah, we'll start doing Rashi as well. Says the Mishnah, so we're talking about the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash have to be kashered or destroyed because the problem is there's leftover, and let's say a carbon from yesterday, today becomes noisa leftover, so how can you use it again? Because the flavor of that noisa will go into the new carbon of your cooking in today. So it says in the Mishnah, so we said that if it's a Klei Chedes, you destroy it. If it's a Klei Lechoshes, you do Merika v'shtifa. Merika means you put the water inside, and v'shtifa, you do the water outside. And we'll see later, it's hot water. And it's different than Hagolah. The difference is that by Hagolah, from the din of kashering, you don't have to use cold water afterwards. In the minigids, we use cold water afterwards, on Akiv. But Merika Shtifa is like you do by a kais, because by benching, or you have to do Merika for wine, you have to do Merika Shtifa. You put water inside and water outside. Here, you have to have hot water on the inside for kashering, and then you must put cold water on the outside. Shtifa is shrinking, is to soak, is to wash off, and that's from the outside. So now it says here, Echad Shebishal Boy, whether you cooked into this clay, the vessels of the base of Midrash, or the Echad Sheira Letoich HaRaseach, or whether you poured something from another pot that was cooked and you poured it into this pot, that's called Iri, Mikleidish, and pouring in, is what? You need to kash it. Big Machlek is long, if you see those long faces overlapping two pages, between Rabbein Tama, Rabbein Shmuel, and it's negated to Hichas Shabbos, Hichas Kashas. How do we treat Iri? According to Rabbeinu Tam, we see from here that Iri has the din like a Kledishin, that Iri cooks, because we're saying here, whether you cooked in it or whether you're Ma'ara on something else, that you have to kash it, which means that Iri can Kledishin. Only difference is that Kledishin cooks through and through, and Iri only cooks the surface, Kle Klifa. Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that Iri only can Kledishin, brings different rayas, and so on and so forth, which means that Iri is not cooking. But we hold in Hichas Shabbos that Iri cooks Mahatayda. See if they're supposed to be so careful. Says the Mishnah Vayitir, Echad Kotcha Kotcha, whether it's Kotcha Kotcha, Echad Kotcha Kalim. I don't care if it's a Kama Shlomim that allows you to have it 2 days, or a Kama Chatas only 1 day. The Kalim still needs to be Kashit. To Unin, Merika Vishtifa, you require Merika and Shtifa. The next Mishnah will talk about what that is. Now, Shimon, I disagree when it comes to Kotcha Kalim. Just like everyone agrees when it comes to Truma, you don't have to Kashit the Kalim because the flavor there is not dominant enough. Kotcha Kalim ain't to Unin, you don't need Merika Vishtifa. Rashi, Shimon, Kotcha Kalim, time. The Gemara will explain the reason why Kotchim Kalim is not concerned. And the question is, Rashi asked me, Tamer, Hare Abulua Nasa Naisa, so what is Kotchim Kalim? The fact is, it absorbed, let's say, a carbon shlamim or carbon taita. That flavor is inside the walls. That flavor now became nicer. and won't it exude that nicer into whatever you're cooking there 2 days later? Of course, Reb Shimon is mighty. You have to kash it. So what's he arguing? You don't need medik v'shtifa. Hagolah you need, but not medik v'shtifa, because it's not the same thing. Umetaydes medik v'shtifa with the meidla. He's only excluding from medik v'shtifa. Came in tatzin begemara gabe truma. Just like Moral answer later by truma. Lanischa lekedama mar b'mayin v'loy b'yayin. And one of the differences are, what's the difference between medik and hagolah? Besides what I just told you, hagolah you can use any liquid. Medik v'shtifa has to only be water. When it comes to medik v'shtifa, you can only use water and not wine. B'mayim v'lay b'mazik, not even diluted wine. But when it comes to hagola, you can use wine, mixed wine, diluted wine, and so on. It says the Gemara, Tanabonim. We learned it says in pasuk that the earthen keli that you cook in there, you should break. And if it's a klein chayshes, you do a moirak v'shutz b'mayim. Tons of them we learn a klein ched is asher tevusha boy cooked in it. You have to break it. Ain't the elish bishul boy you cooked actually in a keli a kledishin. Either let toicher reisech minayin. How do you know if you cooked in it? How do you know if you poured into something there? So it's only came from a keli of a carbon kledish. So it's eating a kledishin. How do you know? So you have to kash it. Boy, you show the word boy tells you any boy that even if it didn't cook there, but you poured into there also. Rashi, hachi gasin b'teres kainim idol teches they say menayin. Tamalay shabai you show it midasamach you show it etzel boy. It says you show it by boy. Like kasha doesn't say im mikli chedes tevushal you show it lemidish dashin im nivla of the boy's extra boy mikol mokum. I don't care how it ended up there, you show it whether you cooked in there, whether you cooked elsewhere, and then you place it in there and you poured onto it, you show it. You have to or you pour directly from another tradition, so you have to break it. Boy Rambam has a question. A lot of questions. Boy Rambam has a question. What about when we say, okay, we know that when it comes to normal keli, when it comes to treif, in order for the keli to become treif, it has to be cooked inside there, something treif. What about if it's suspended in the air, never cooked inside it, then it doesn't become treif? Because even though it was inside the keli, nothing was boilua inside the walls. But when it comes to by kabbonis, is it some kind of exerts a kasev, it says you shove it says in the pasuk, asher tevusha boy, and it's cooked inside there, it's cooked inside the airspace, and therefore you have to break it, or it has to be dafke if it was absorbed. So tolui ba'avetaner, you suspended it in the airspace of an oven. Mahu, do you have to kash it or not? Do we say, or break it with klecheres? Abishalu belua the kapper achmanatayr was only concerned with like any other treif. If it was cooked in there and it got absorbed in the walls, and therefore over here nothing got absorbed, there's no problem. Maybe the whole thing is there's a kasev, and therefore we don't care if it got absorbed in the walls or not. Rashi told me lishpud shalchata. Let's say you had a spit there. Let's slowly say ba'avetaner to roast it in the airspace of an oven, and his bashel boy got cooked. Avolay nivla b'klum, nothing got absorbed. Mao mi havit tzarich taner shvira, it doesn't need to be broken or not.
How can you have a shpud when nothing got absorbed?
What do you mean?
The whole problem with the shpud is it's al ha'ur. It's the most strongest form of absorption.
It's only if it's inside. It's the fire. It's here, the fire is over here, and this is up in
the
space.
Top, well,
yeah, foot above. A barbecue chicken.
Yeah, a rotisserie.
No, so how does it? How would it get absorbed unless it drips down? It's not dripping down. Anything
but surrounded. You put the
so what? So what if you say, what's around the wall? How to get absorbed in the walls? In Shulchan Aruch, remember we had a subject called Reicha. That's called Reicha. Remember Reicha? Kuftese. Whether the Reach gets absorbed or is Reicha Milsehi or not Milsehi. But not when it comes to Kabbalas. We're talking about maybe it has to be Balua or not. Over there, something because of Reicha, we're very worried. Unless things spill out everywhere, so you have Mamoshes. Here, whatever much it spills out goes straight into the fire. Gets burnt on the spot. Says the Gemara, Toshma coming here. Omer Rabba, Omer Rabba, Rabba says, Toshma coming here. It says in our Mishnah, Echad she bishlo boy, ve echad she ira le toichai. Now, you think you need bishl and balua. If ira le toichai, ira kledishin, what do we have now? We'll have balua because it's so hot it goes into the wall, but there's no bishl here. And yet we say we can kasha. That means we don't need both variables. One variable is enough. So just like bilua alone is enough, maybe bishul alone is enough. Even without bilua, just like bilua without bishul is enough to make it a problem, you need kashing. So too, bishul without bilua, you have to kasha. So therefore, the answer is that yes, you have to kasha the oven. Beechot shider raseya balua b'le bisho raseyach. So the raya. Think about what we're talking about. Balua b'le bisho like come boilan. If it's balua without any cooking, it's not a question. Ki come boilan. Our question is bisho b'le balua mai. Over there, in fact, they got absorbed in the walls. Of course, you have to catch it. Rashi, mau mi habit sort of tano shvida to break it out. Echot shider l'teiche alma achoder kopid. We say one variable is enough. The eater l'teiche balua ika bisho leka. If you pour it inside, it's not cooking. Balua b'le bisho. Another question: the kiven the havi noisir. The fact is that it's noisir. But Teira heidak lichedes. The Teira testified regarding earthenware. She ainu yaitzim the doifel olam. It never. It can be able. Never can expunge entirely whatever is absorbed inside. Uvoi shvidan. You have to break it. So therefore, but our question is: what about bishul b'lay b'lua? Toshma, come in here, say Gemara. The Amr Nachan, Amr Abravu. Tanu shel Migdash, you have to conclude that the oven used inside the base of Migdash for lechem apani, mishdei lechem, and whatever it is, or for menachas shel matkat hoyu, is made out of metal, because it can be kashit. Because if it's made out of clay, you have to break it every day and get a new oven. Now, if you can tell me that bishul b'lay b'lua kapid, if you tell me that if you cook without absorbing the walls, it doesn't matter, so why can't it be made out of clay? Now, avich el chedes, let him make it out of clay. Right now, the Gemara thought that we're talking about you're using your roasting over there, a chattas, you're doing a rotisserie of the karma chattas. So the Gemara wants to know, if bishul b'lay b'lua is not a problem, what's wrong with using clay chedes? It's a much better oven. Bakes much better, and my answer is no. It's not for the karma chattas. We actually put things inside there on the floor. The kivun the ikus shiyari menachas. We have the leftovers of menachas and the afiyosim betaner. You bake them in an oven, and there's also like a problem with that. Therefore, the ikus bishul ubalua. This same oven that mainly used, primarily used for chattas, like a rotisserie, they have to put the lamb on this on the spit. But nevertheless, you use it also sometimes for proper baking, and then therefore we have a problem if you can have clay chedes. That's why chatchila you have made clay matches. Avdinu shel matches made out of metal. Rashi shel matches made out of metal. Kasal kadati. Right now we thought they should tzoil in boy because they used to grill over there. She put the spits of chata shel yitin shvila. So in order not to require breaking the oven every day, bishul ubalua, bishul ubalua shemen mincha. Okay. Over there, the kar mincha was cooked and absorbed. They used to have them in the shiur minachas.
Is that shemin haminacha or shemen?
No, what's going to absorb? It's dry. It's the oil. Yeah. You have to have some liquid or something. Tzadik Malavait. He adds over here on the side. You can bet it's ubalua mishem. That's what the part that gets absorbed. Okay. So the Malavite. Ahutanura. There was this oven. The Atcheba Tichaya. There was this oven that they coated it with fats. They coated it with fats from the behind of an animal. It's very fatty, and that's what instead of oil, that's what they coated it with. So they made and they baked bread in there, which means they made fleishiger bread. We're not allowed to make fleishiger bread. Or milk bread. That about techaye osra rabba barahila ile mechel rifte. He said you cannot eat the bread, which is understandable because we're looking at Pesachim, the Gzeda, that if you're going to make fleishiger bread and milk bread, you'll eat it with the bread shall be part of. Unless you make some kind of simen, we learned that you make the bread in a way that you can tell that it's milk is a part of, fleishiger. Makes no difference. The same thing. Same thing. But then he adds the word lo'olam. What do you mean lo'olam? Well, this very bread you can't eat forever. Of course you can. Well, if it's treif, it's treif. What? Tomorrow the bread becomes mutter. He means the oven. He holds the oven can never be kashered. Such an oven, we penalize you. You can never kasher such an oven. Any bread made from that oven, not only can't you eat it with fleishiks or with milchiks, you cannot even with salt, pariv. Why? Because we're worried. Dil ma'asi l'meich l'bekutcha. He might eat it again with milk. Milk product. Rashi. So that's what his psak was. Rashi tocha beitachaya min tigun hu. It's a kind of a roasting or frying. Sha'oisin melechem. They made from bread. It's kind of mixture making bread. V'toshin hatanu ba'alya. They go ahead and they smear around the walls of the oven with alya v'oifenus alechem. And then they bake the bread acha shetachu after they smear this fat all around the walls. And said the Shabbos not mina tlosas avetachaya. That three saw of this kind of flour that they were going to use, this kind of bread. What do you mean la'olam forever? Even if they kasha the oven afterwards, fafal, va'ofu boy in the bake afterwards, the somebody holds, einu yaitim in the doif la'olam. He holds that once it's something klei cheder, there's no way you're kashering something. And even though there's not really treif, but you can't have fleish gemilch, you can never kash it. Says in Moravite, Mesa, I'll ask a question. You're telling me you cannot even kash the oven. I'll ask a question. Ain't lush, and it's not a need a dough with milk. Vim lush, call a pas, call a soda. If you did, you made milk your bread, you, the bread is also. Because you might get used to the veda. Now she says, because you might eat the meat, the bread with meat. Okay. Where the bread continues, similarly, ain't toshin as a tanra, but you're not going to coat, just like you're not allowed to mix into the dough milk or whatever, you're not allowed to coat the oven with fleish, with fat, the im tosh, kola pas, kola soda, ad chiyasik is a tanra. It says clearly here, till you heat up the oven again, and you can cash it. You can cash the oven. So what do you tell me? The oil is also forever. And the Gemara says, to yufta, the rabba, barahiloi, to yufta, it's a kasha rabba, and it's a strong question. He says there's no way of expunging the lousy taste from Klei Cheres. After he was repudiated, which means that while we hold, you could kasher Klei Cheres. So my Omer Rav, why does Rav say Kedei does Pesach any leftover chumas like pots? Pesach Yishavru, you have to break it. Why not kasher it? You just said clearly that Rabbi Elul was wrong. You could kasher an oven, so why can't you kasher all the kedetis? Why does Rav Kamam as Isur that all the pots? Remember, we told those merchants if you could, they used to hike the price of pots up after Pesach. He said if you don't lower the price, I'm going to paskin the kedetis. I'm going to be mad to this thing here. But first he said a kedetis because you have to break. Rav has no problem with the Braisa. He taka holds that Klei Cheres can never be kashered. I, the Braisa, says to Asher Yasi, the oven made out of metal. In fact, there's no longer a kasher Rabba Bar Eloi. The whole kasher Bar Eloi, you said you can never kasher Klei Cheres. The Braisa says you could, Asher Yasi Yatanur. He'll say Klei Matches. So here you have another example. We had like you have a few days ago, Tiyufta, the Viboy Seymour. Here again, Tiyufta, and right, we have an answer. All the boys say with other answers, which we already had in Pesachim, in Betano Shel Cheder, but talking about an oven made out of clay. Zeh Haseike Mibifnim, Vzeh Haseike Mibichutz. An oven, how do you heat up an oven from the inside, and how do you kash an oven from the inside? So you kash it through and through, and that's why you could kash an oven for Cheder. Why a pot you cannot kash it? Because how do you kash it? The fire is on the outside. The problem is that the chametz is inside, or whatever it is inside the keli. How do you expunge that? And I more or less already a question knew a place of coal inside. The Navid has sucked him with him, so why don't you just place the coal inside? Chai is a lie in the because it's earthenware. We're scared that if it gets too hot, it's going to implode.
Means he won't do his job properly.
Exactly, he'll put a few coal to be yaitse, he won't do it properly. Hichot, therefore, hai kuvya, this kind of keli made out of lead, whatever it is, that it's a round keli, has seikim ibuchutsu, you can never kash it vasir. It's also because how do you heat it up from the outside? You cannot kash it. Also, Rashi. You can kash it in the clay, metal. Or we answer that because you have to heat it from the outside. And then it's like kuvia, ra'ofim, chalulim, over here, these tiles that are hollow, like when you put a pot inside an oven, there's a big hole there. And they fill it with oil, they make bread, tichaya. There's bread called the chayah. So the Gemara, okay, but you're telling me, so there is an option how to kasher the ovens. So what are you telling me? That the tanner of the base made it with matches, because we have a problem. Make it out of cheres and kasher it. Why out of matches? Just like you can kasher matches, you can kasher cheres. Okay, matches maybe kasher is much easier to kasher, but you can kasher cheres. Why do you break it? Take the entire oven and put it inside a kiln, and therefore you're going to make kosher again. Since you just said that there's a kakana achiyasi ben zatanur. And you said before the problem is here is not just the spit. Problem is that the shiori menaches and so on and so forth gets baked inside the oven, so it needs a proper kashering. And furthermore, he said, we're not even worried about cooking the name of Zeza Kosovi. And I go further. If you told me that this is only usher in the base of Migdash, if you cooked, I don't care if it got absorbed, even if it went on a spit, You would have told me that the Tater says if the only time it's asr is if bishul. But if it was only belua without bishul, it's not asr. Then right away I can understand. It's like there's a kasher. There's a kasher. I can't ask any questions. The Tater says you can't kasher. I normally you could kasher, but this is different. But raya, if it's belua, for example, if it's belua without cooking there. You're telling me that it's mutter. I will ask myself, why is it mutter? L'chayrut should be asr. So tell me the whole thing is there's a kasif. If the whole thing is there's a kasif, I can't ask any questions about why don't we kashik l'chayrut. The name, I would say then there's a kasif. But the fact is that it's asr blue as well. When he did the Mishkan, see you should break it. I understand the Mishkan why they broke it because they didn't have any kilns. Let's side of clay cheddes to to heat up a clay cheddes. A kiln is a very hot, fiery furnace. Abel the Migdash had a lot more space. Why don't we put it back in? Since it's not exactly cost of it's a normal case of kashing. Why didn't they make a tanush of cheddes and kash it? A tanush of cheddes is much more effective than a tanush of matches. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, they answer, why? For Shaina Oisin Kiv Shain Rishlaim. The entire Rishlaim, they didn't have any kilns. They didn't like all that smoke that it generated. Rashi, Ein Oisin Kiv Shain Rishlaim, Mishul Kutter, the smoke. I mean, what become? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye, Zeh, what are you talking about? V'chi Oisin Ashpasas Ba'azara. You tell me we don't make a fiery kiln in the Azara. We make a, okay, what do you do with the clay cheddars? You break it. You have a whole pile of junk there. So we have junk piles. What's better? And that pass, yeah, you don't want to have a kiln inside the base of maintenance because of whatever, to generate smoke. So you'd rather have a whole heap of junk. Every day they'll have to break, you know how many kiln they'll break every day? It'd be a pile, who knows? Rashi, Ashpas is Meshiv Rekleicheres from all the broken shards. He said, Ishtamiti, he forgot Hodotani, what we learned from Shemaya. He forgot what Shemaya learned, or Rav Shemaya. The Kalmboy in the city of Kalmboy. Shivre clay cheddes nivloim imekayim. There were a lot of miracles happening based on English. They would pile up the clay shards, and the Eib Shemayinest, it would just disappear, get absorbed into the ground. So it wasn't a mess. And we don't want fiery furnaces. Rashi, yeah. But that, this every day. This is not safe. This is one of the nisim. I saw the nisim last time I saying, this is one of the nisim. Ash kalmo shem makom nikol shem vajuchavim. It's interesting. This town was called on the name of Eidah Zorah kidachsiv karas navoy. And yet, the Gemara calls it by that name. It says, suppose you're not calling him by the name of Eidah Zorah. So you're allowed to call, St. Kilda or... St.
Kilda's not anything to do with Christianity.
So what saint?
It comes from a Norse word, skulda, which means a place of fresh water.
Yeah?
I was my A in
Are you sure?
Because it was driving me crazy. However, on right side, their wedding invitations, S. Kilda. It's got nothing to do. There was no saint in the Christian church called Kilda.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
After an island off the coast of Scotland, which was named by the Vikings.
Okay, so Sakma, you don't have to say Sakma.
Yeah, or Chuchu.
Ella, hod Amar Rab Nachman, this is Rab Nachman said, Amar Rabavu, Tanur shel Migdash shel Matkes Havas. Why does he say that the oven in the base of Migdash was made out of metal? Navi de Chedes, why don't you make it out of clay? De Hesekim Ipnihu. The Gemara has a question, so why didn't they make the tanner of the base of Migdash? Okay, forget about the kiln. Why didn't they make a tanner out of a cheddes? And we just said before, put coal inside. You don't need a kiln. Place coal inside and you kasher it. The seker b'fnimu, and this is a normal oven where you cook inside. So I understand all of these pots and pans in the base of Migdash are made like cheddes. How do you kasher it? You can't put coal inside, it'll burst. You have to have a kiln. Right? And Pani Chadosh is Bolakan. But we said we don't want kilns in Yerushalayim. Fine. But what about the oven? The oven is bakes inside, place coal inside, and kasher it. And an oven out of clay cheddes is far better than out of metal. Says the Gemara, you know why? Kivon de ike shtei lechem velechem aponim. When it comes to the two, the shtei lechem from Shavuos and lechem aponim, that you don't prepare them in the base of Midrash. You prepared everything outside the base of Midrash, and then you bring them in. So where's the clay shards? Every single thing that had to be done in the base of Midrash had to become sanctified. How did it become sanctified? The oven itself sanctified it. The baking in the oven, and that's how they became sanctified, is in the oven itself. Havale clay shudders. The oven, this oven became the clay shudders, because there is no other medium to sanctify the clay lech upon him, and the shtei lechem. And the problem is the clay shudders. Clay shudders have to be chashuv, and clay a cake made out of clay doesn't look right. We'd only made out of metal or out of wood. Rashi. They're not made in any other kelim. There's no oil. Outside, and the baking b'frim. The tanner mekadosh lu. Just one more line. Says the Gemara on the other side of the page. Rafilu Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda says it doesn't have to be made out of metal. Like Karmel al the eights, he says kli shadus can be made out of wood. Avo the cheres loy, but definitely not out of kli cheres. Rashi, Rafilu Rabbi Yosi mizet zu ben chol. Avo cheres loy. I mean, hasa my meat cheres. Thanks, Rabbi Shmuel.